from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 16th. It's Mason. June 16th. Five things on the tape worth your attention this morning. Let's get into it. First, from Bariquegato. It's for the children, as Trojan Horse. UK and Germany are pushing mandatory digital IDs for online platforms, saying it's to protect children from harmful content. The same moves are spreading to Australia, Canada, France, Denmark, and Spain next. Second, from Smart Reversals. A day of gaps, what to expect? 7,554. The S&P 500 closed above the 7,417 level and topped the 7,530 target we flagged. That puts the index in a clear bullish zone. If it holds above 7,417 tomorrow, the next watch point is 7,530 before we start eyeing the 7,560 ceiling. The Magnificent Seven all jumped, with Microsoft up 2.3%, Google 2.5%, Meta 4.8%, and Amazon 3.1%. Those moves line up with the high probability setups we highlighted, so the sector's momentum looks solid for the next few days. SpaceX, SPCX, finished at 192, clearing the 189 extension we projected. The next resistance sits near 200, while 175 remains a strong support if the price pulls back. Bottom line, keep an eye on the 7,430 level for the S&P and the 175 and 200 band for SpaceX. If the indices stay above those thresholds, the upside bias stays intact. Up next, third from Bloomberg. Markets. Stocks climb as US-Iran deal. Spurs slide in oil. Markets wrap. A deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz spurred a rally in riskier corners of Wall Street, with stocks climbing alongside cryptocurrencies as oil sank on hopes the war that has jolted markets is close to an end. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg, markets, UBS, Falconio pushes out expectations for Fed rate cut. UBS head of taxable fixed income strategy, Leslie Falconio, says pressure on the Fed to hike rates is easing now that the US and Iran have reached a deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. She has now pushed out her call for a rate cut in 2027. Source, Bloomberg. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg. Markets. Markets. Rally on hope for US-Iran peace deal. Closing bell. Comprehensive cross-platform coverage of the US market close on Bloomberg Television, Bloomberg Radio, and YouTube with Romain Bostic, Katie Greifeld, Carol Massar, and Tim Stenovec. Source, Bloomberg. Up next. Sixth, from Bloomberg. Markets, Canada's BCE cuts 1% of jobs as it focuses on AI network build. A Bell store in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, on Thursday, May 8, 2025. BCE Inc. cut its dividend for the first time in 17 years and unveiled a deal with a Canadian pension fund to help finance growth in Ziply, the U.S. broadband provider it's trying to acquire. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg. Markets. West Texas gas rises above zero for first time in 4 months. ExxonMobil Corp. Oil drilling rigs near Stanton, Texas, U.S., on Saturday, March 15, 2025. The Permian Basin, a sprawling shale patch that lies beneath Texas and New Mexico, is North America's most prolific shale patch. Next, eighth, from Bloomberg, markets. Elanco CEO, screwworm, easier to manage than contain. Jeff Simmons, Elanco Animal Health President and CEO, discusses the emerging threat of screwworm infections spreading beyond the initial control zone in Texas, with at least 12 confirmed cases, including 8 heads of cattle. Simmons reassured viewers that while the pest is expected to spread, it can be managed effectively through current interventions, such as the release of sterile flies to reduce the screwworm population. He speaks with Romain Bostic and Katie Greifeld on the close. Source, Bloomberg. Up next. Ninth, from Bloomberg. Markets. MSG should split into two companies, Ariel's John Rogers says. John Rogers, Ariel Investments founder, chair, CIO and co-CEO, says MSG stocks have not reflected the value of the Knicks or the Rangers during an interview with Romain Bostic and Katie Greifeld on Bloomberg The Close. Source, Bloomberg, and then. 10th, from Bloomberg. Markets. Bolivia tells investors FX unification, IMF deal coming soon. The Ministry of Finance building in La Paz, Bolivia, on Wednesday, November 12, 2025. The promise of change is spurring cautious optimism among Bolivians who voted for the pro-business Paz in this year's elections, rejecting the movement towards socialism, mass party that has dominated politics since former President Evo Morales took office in 2006, promising to lift up the poor. That's the read. Watch the tape, ignore the noise. Back tomorrow.